This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Freed Tina Peters calls to scrap loading machines for hand-counted ballots. In her first Kim Monson show interview since Governor Jared Polis commuted her sentence, the former Mesa County clerk laid out a post-prison agenda to end electronic voting machines, hand-count paper ballots in a single day, reset the voter rolls every 2 years, and rebuild the federal agencies that oversee elections. 6 weeks out of prison, Tina Peters is not resting. In her first appearance on The Kim Monson Show since Governor Jared Polis commuted her sentence, the former Mesa County clerk and recorder used the hour to lay out what she wants to do next, and it is sweeping. She wants to take the machines out of American elections entirely. "We have to get rid of the machine, and we have to change the way that we do elections," Peters said, not only in Colorado, but throughout the United States. In place of the scanners and tabulators counties now use, Peters wants a return to paper counted by hand. "We do one-day hand-count paper ballot, pure and simple," she said. "Any computer can be hacked," Peters said. The second piece of her plan is the voter rolls. Peters wants states to clear their registration databases every 2 years and require citizens to re-register in person with photo identification inside a set window before each election. "Show your ID and register to vote if you want to vote," she said. "That way you can only have legitimate voters voting." Federal law already governs how states maintain their rolls. The NVRA requires lists to be kept accurate and current, but it limits removals to specific reasons such as death, a move, or a disqualifying conviction, bars removing anyone simply for not voting, and forbids systematic purges within 90 days of a federal election. A wholesale biennial reset of the kind Peters describes would require changing that law. Her third target is Washington. Peters called for new leadership at the EAC, the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, and at CISU, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. The EAC, created by HAVA, the Help America Vote Act of 2002, is the independent bipartisan body that sets voluntary voting system standards and certifies the equipment states buy. Its four commissioners are appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. CISU, part of the Department of Homeland Security, handles election infrastructure security. Peters said the commission needs members who will re-examine how voting machines are certified, and that, at the moment, there's no one in the EAC. In early July, the Trump White House removed the EAC's remaining commissioners, firing Democrat members Thomas Hicks and Benjamin Hovland by email and asking Republican Christy McCormick to resign after a fourth commissioner had already stepped down earlier in the year, NBC News reported. The removals left the commission with no sitting members roughly 4 months before the November midterms. CISU has also seen major upheaval, halting election security support to states in March 2025, VoteBeat reported, and shedding close to a third of its workforce over the following year, Cybersecurity Dive found. Underneath every plank is Peters's conviction that the current system is rigged. She told listeners the machines are designed to cheat, that results cannot be independently audited, and that the proof of fraud already exists in the forensic reports her allies produced about Mesa County's equipment. She directed her audience to those reports and to updates on her case at her website, tinapeters.us. That history is why Peters is a national figure at all. A Mesa County jury convicted her in 2024 on 7 of 10 counts tied to a 2021 breach of her own office's voting system, four of them felonies, and Judge Matthew Barrett sentenced her to 9 years in prison that October. Polis commuted the sentence on May 15, cutting it to roughly 4 years, and Peters walked out on June 1, as Colorado Newsline reported and the Kim Monson Show newsroom covered at the time. The commutation drew objections from officials across the spectrum, including Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, Attorney General Phil Weiser, and the bipartisan Colorado County Clerks Association. Peters is still appealing, asking the Colorado Supreme Court to overturn the conviction and, if it declines, aiming for the U.S. Supreme Court. Prison did not soften her message. Peters said the experience taught her how quickly liberty can vanish, and she has added prison transparency to her list of causes. "There needs to be reform, and there needs to be transparency in our prisons," she said. She urged listeners to press their members of Congress to circulate what she called the Mesa County reports and to turn out against the officials she blames for the system, naming Griswold, now the Democrat nominee for attorney general, and Weiser, the Democrat nominee for governor. She teased further disclosures in the coming week and said she would keep speaking regardless of the cost. "No one will ever muzzle my voice," she said. And now, Kim's perspective. Some conversations are worth more than a segment between commercial breaks, and this was one of them. Tina Peters spent nearly 2 years in prison after a judge weighed what she believed about Colorado's elections, and she came on the show still pressing the same case she went in fighting for, that citizens should be able to watch their own votes counted. You do not have to agree with every plank of what she laid out to see the plain sense at the center of it, which is that trust in an election grows when ordinary people can see the count with their own eyes. A free people should never have to take the result on faith. Peters is out, she is undeterred, and she is asking Coloradans to pay attention while the window to act is still open. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.